most venerable Bhikkhu Sangha and friends in Dhamma, we have all assembled here to celebrate Buddha Jayanti at the Mahabodhi Society of Ladakh. In a few words, I would like to explain and clarify a great misunderstanding about Buddha's teaching. People have started taking him as a founder of a religion, which is totally wrong. When we go through his words in original Pali, we find there is no paraphernalia of a religion. He never taught any religion. He was a great scientist, a super scientist of the spiritual world. And as a scientist, he made certain discoveries, wonderful discoveries. The discoveries that he made was not just to quench the thirst of curiosity. The discoveries that he made was to help himself and help the humanity at large to come out of misery. How people become miserable and how they can totally eradicate their misery. Wonderful discoveries were made in this respect. Understand, so 26 centuries back, without the help of any modern scientific apparatus or instruments, he discovered that the entire universe, the entire material world, there is no solidity at all. The entire material world is made of tiny little particles, atoms, which in the language of those days he said kalapa. And that kalapa is also not solid. Mere vibration. The entire physical structure, material structure is nothing but vibration. And similarly, the entire mental structure, mere vibration. The combination of these two, combustion and vibration. At the apparent level it looks it is so solid. There is no solidity at all. And what happened when he discovered this reality? He could see that the vibrations of matter and the vibrations of mind, when they come in contact, out of ignorance, we start reacting by generating negative emotions, anger, hatred, ill will, passion, fear, ego, etc. And if we understand what we are doing, how we are reacting, look, we are harming ourselves, then one starts coming out of misery. To go to that depth where one can realize the truth of the mind and matter, realize the truth of these vibrations. Anything that comes in contact with our sense doors, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind, anything that comes in contact, at the apparent level we feel that we are reacting to these outside objects when they come in contact. Actually, he said, no, we are not reacting to these objects. When they come in contact, there is a particular sensation in the body. Because of the combination of mind and matter, a certain vibration arises, pleasant or unpleasant, according to the valuation that we give to these outside objects. And then we start reacting with craving, with aversion. And then we lose our peace, our harmony, our happiness. We generate nothing but misery. to accept all that at the intellectual level does not help. It has to be realized at the actual level. Then one can start coming out of misery. And for that he taught this wonderful technique of Vipassana. A wonderful scientist. I remember an incident. The greatest scientist of India of the last century, Mr. Vikram Sarabhai. I had some family relation with him. His wife had been my guest in Burma. His mother and his sister were participating in the course. And the course was given at their own residence in the building of Shreyas. In the evening discourses, fortunately, Vikram Sarabhai joined. He was astonished. He couldn't believe that Buddha was not a founder of a religion. He was a scientist, nothing but scientist. And when he heard all these things 26 centuries back, somebody could go to that depth at the experiential level, he was very much attracted. And he wanted to discuss with me on the subject further. But the difficulty was that he could not spare long time to be with me. He wanted me to come with him in the plane to the south, and during the journey we could discuss. That was impossible for me because I was committed with so many other courses that I was going to give. We could never meet. A great scientist was established to learn about the greatest scientist of the humanity and wonderful technique that he found out. The combination of these two, mind and matter, and the reaction which manifests itself as a sensation, is a junction from where two journeys start. One journey he called Dukkha Samudayagamini Pratipada, a journey which generates nothing but misery, misery, misery. And at the same point, at the same junction, another journey starts, Dukkha Nirodhagamini Pratipada, where you keep on eradicating your misery, eradicating the cause of the misery. Everything so scientific, no blind faith, no blind belief. And a scientist is bound to get attracted, and this is what happened. Unfortunately, he could not find time to take a 10-day course. Otherwise, not only he would have been benefited, but large number of scientists of our country would have got benefited. May the real teaching of Buddha spread around the world as it is spreading now, more and more, spread around the world for the good of many, for the good of many, for the benefit of many, for the benefit of many. Bhavatu sarvamangalam. Bhavatu sarvamangalam. Bhavatu sarvamangalam.